Brian Brava. I'm a graduate student at SDSU, a subject of state university. And I work with John Schumacher, who is my advisor. So, our study is on soil structure, actually, under residue management system, gun and soil. And this follows the recent issue of removing cellulosic plant material, which for ethanol production, and there's a collective research actually going on in so many different places. So, in this study, there are so many other things that are being looked at the same time, carbon, structural aggregates, and so what I specifically pay attention and focus is the hydraulic properties of the soil. You can have a very good level of soil organic carbon and not have a well aggregated soil. So the best indicator that tells you if you have a good structure in the soil is actually the pore system, if you can have an idea of what's going on with the pore system. The only way to get that is to make measurements. So we have gone out to take measurements using different sets of instruments, saturated infiltration and unsaturated infiltration rates. The unsaturated we measured using the tension infiltrometer. And as you can see from the literature, several authors have actually worked on this. The only thing which I would say a different approach which I adopted that doesn't really conform with the procedure in the manuals is this. It's stated you get the alpha values based on the different set tensions, combination, the flow that you get based on two successive tensions, you get an alpha value, and then you can use that to make successive determinations. And so for the unsaturated infiltration, after Wassmer and Lutzmer, we use this set tension, and then what you see the cube, this is Cornell actually, the instrument which was described earlier. And I used it to get the saturated infiltration. And so it's a reference because at the end of the day, you need to predict the K-sat from the data of the tension infiltrometer. And the most critical thing working with the tension infiltrometer is if you, the assumption of the alpha, which is a representation of the metric potential in the soil. It's very, very important. If you get the right alpha, you are in the right direction of estimating the pore index. So, and then for greater than 5 centimeters, I used the compact constant head permeometer, which is the amusometer, to measure the basins. So in essence, we have measurements of saturated and unsaturated infiltration rates at the surface, and then the K-sat at various depths. Now, from the various combinations, this is the only significant level. The Cornell, the infiltration based on the Cornell, since it's observed, it's observed, it's measured in the field, was used to predict what the saturated infiltration coming from the tension, the data from tension infiltrometer. And so that is the criteria for selecting the alpha level for which we employed in making other determinations in this study. Okay. Now, the study actually is based on two levels. You have residue, it's a split plot design with cover crop as the main plots. You have cover crop and then no cover crop. And in addition to that, three residue levels. And so there was no significant effects in terms of color. So I don't have anything, I just didn't make a table, it wasn't necessary. But the infiltration is kind of significant, and the pore index, which we estimated also, showed a significant difference under the residue removal levels. Now, this is just taking grain only from the field. This is taking grain and stova, and then this is taking almost everything, cutting silage. Now, it's funny, with the corn, under the grain plots, there's consistently higher infiltration rates. I mean, we're just taking out the grain from the field. Shows higher values than when you take grain and stova, and so it decreases the more you take. But it's not like that with the soybean crop, although in both cases, you know, infiltration rates were significantly higher. Same kind of trend. The pore index were also significantly different, but here there's a big consistency in terms of the means when you look at the pore index. But the saturated infiltration did not show any significant difference in it. So in a nutshell, we'll say removal of these materials will affect the infiltration at the surface. Now, my 0 to 7 centimeters here is based on the fact that the 5 centimeters is the buffer which I allowed when I was making measurements with the compact constant head to get the case at. So I would like to acknowledge my colleagues, Tom Schumacher, Sean Osman, USDA and SDSU for being sponsors. So I think that's what I have.